SportsAnnouncer.com.
This is Al Fox with the WBEN Farm Service Program. Portions recorded. We're on the air from now until 6 with, naturally, the latest in the news, local and regional. Then we'll go to CBS for the worldwide and national news. The weather word this morning is mild, windy with a chance of snow flurries tonight, and mostly cloudy with showers likely on Saturday. We'll have the full details, of course, right after we've heard from the news department. Here is the latest news, first from the WBEN newsroom and the editorial desk, equipped with microphone this morning, of Fran Luca. A firebug was at work on the city's east side last night, but only one of his fires was touched off. Turn on that microphone at newsman Fran Luca's desk for that story.
When Buffalo firefighters were called to put out a suspected arson fire in a vacant home at 11 Josephine Street last night, they noticed a strong odor of gasoline coming from a house next door at 9 Josephine. Fire investigator Kenneth Franklin and Detective Sergeant Bob Ritchie of the police arson squad entered the premises and discovered a device had been rigged to touch off another fire. The floors of the house were saturated with gasoline, and the clock attached to the incendiary device had only a short time to go before the inevitable explosion and subsequent inferno. Franklin and Ritchie, who also was head of the Buffalo Police Bomb Squad, dismantled the timing device, and firefighters washed down the gasoline. Authorities say both houses are owned by the same person who is being sought for questioning. Fran Luca, WBEN Radio News.
In other local news developments this morning, if I can get the pages turned, a Town of Tonawanda motorist was fatally injured early today when his car struck a power pole on Main Street near Harlem in the town of Amherst, pronounced dead on arrival at Meyer Memorial Hospital with 21-year-old Edward Ehrman of 87 Woodgate Road. Suspended Buffalo Patrolman Joseph Denneke...